we've been inundated with individuals, patients, and particularly the family of patients who've informed us that their family members have had to travel to Galway for chemotherapy, and the reasons being that Letterkenny is taking no new referrals for chemotherapy in Letterkenny, and people are being referred down to Galway. Now, we in Donegal know the impact of having to travel 200 miles down to Galway and do a round trip. It's hard at the best of times, but for a patient that's undergoing chemotherapy, it's particularly draining. And there is a serious question now as to, first of all, for the HSE to confirm that this is the case, to explain to the public and particularly the patients why this is the case, and to tell us very, very quickly when this will no longer be the case, because the priority here is to make sure that the Letterkenny services are back up and running, that they're able to treat the patients of Donegal and without having to put this burden on them.
To your knowledge, is this an issue of space or is this an issue of staffing?
Well, we've asked a number of questions of the Minister for Health last week. We tabled a number of questions to him in relation to why this has come about, what the alternative arrangements are, but also in relation to staffing within the oncology department. The message I'm getting from the family of the individuals who have to travel, and it's a kind of consistent message, is that Letterkenny is maxed out, or they are at maximum capacity. Now, I do also understand, but it's unconfirmed, because as of yet, the management of Letterkenny General Hospital has not responded to my request, but I do understand that it may be because of vacancies within the department, so therefore because of the lack of staff and the pressure that hospital is in, that they can no longer take any more additional patients. But, you know, this is, look, one person travelling down to Galway for chemotherapy is not acceptable when the service can be provided on our doorstep here in Letterkenny. But this isn't one person. As I said, I've been contacted over the last week by numerous individuals, and I understand that this has been taking place since just right before Christmas.
Somewhat ironic that this is happening as the radiotherapy service is just coming into operation between Letterkenny and Derry. That, we take it, isn't in any way compromised as a result of these referrals to Galway?
No, I don't take it as that, and I understand that that is working well, and that is a great news story. And indeed, you know, having the chemotherapy service in Letterkenny General Hospital is also a good news story. You know, we have the ability, we have the capacity, it can be done safely in Letterkenny. What we need to make sure is, and we need to always be vigilant at a time when, you know, Letterkenny General Hospital has gone under major, major pressure, and a lot of our focus, and rightly so, is about how many people are lying on trolleys, which is a scandal in itself. But there are bigger issues within that hospital, and when the trolley crisis happens, what happens is that services in other areas of the hospital are curtailed, and people don't want to work in an environment where, you know, it's as one consultant described it, as a war zone, where employees are being reduced to tears because of the pressure that they're under, and that causes difficulties in itself. So we're caught a vicious cycle here, but what we do need to ensure, and as a public representative I'm very mindful, what I need to ensure is that the services that have been there, that still are there, are completely functioning in Letterkenny General Hospital, and that no more of our patients, particularly very vulnerable patients who are going through chemotherapy, and, you know, their focus is about just getting better at this point in time. It's up to the likes of me and the rest of public representatives in Donegal to make sure that they're not concerned about where their treatment is, that the treatment should be available in Letterkenny. And I do expect that the management will respond to me today, and we will get answers from the Minister for Health. But let there be no doubt, I won't rest until the service is completely back up and running in the hospital where it should be, that is Letterkenny.